Shkalim parches mishneches. Evari ha-tamid nitar michatzi kevesh ulamata b'mizrach. The evarim of the carbon tamid, they would place on the bottom half of the ramp of the mizbeach b'mizrach. So the Rav has a girsa that was on the east, that seems to be our girsa. Some have a girsa that was on the west, meaning the left half of the bottom of the ramp. So if you would sort of picture dividing the lower part of the ramp into two sides, because the ramp, the Rav explains, was 16 amas wide. It was 32 amas long to the top of the ramp, but 16 amas wide. So if you sort of make an imaginary line that there was 8 amas was half the ramp width-wise, and the other 8 amas was the other half. And as a simon, where they would place the limbs before they brought them on the mizbeach, they would put them in a specific spot, whether it was the left or the right side, east or west, depending on what girsa you had. The reason they didn't just directly bring up the Evarim onto the Mizbeach, the Rav explains, is because the Kohen that was Zocha in his lot, in his Gorol, to bring the Evarim onto the Mizbeach to burn, he would actually first place them down in a specific part of the ramp. He would then go to Lishkas HaGozes, the Rav explains, and say Shema, and then he'd go back out and bring it onto the Mizbeach to be Makriv. So that's the Karban Tamid was in a specific spot. And in the same lower portion of the ramp, they would put the carbon musaf in the opposite spot. So if you learn that the tamid was put on the east side, so the musaf was put on the west, which is the left. And if you learn that the tamid was put on the west, then the musaf would be put on the right bottom, which is the east. V'shal Rosh Chodeshim, and on Rosh Chodesh, nitanim mitachas karkav ha-mizbeach milmata. On Rosh Chodesh, they would put it from under the outer upper rim of the mizbeach milmata, underneath it. Tosfos Yontif explains what this means is it was put still on the ramp, but on the very, very top of the ramp, right near where the rim was, below it. Farsal learns that this actually means they would actually place it on the rim itself, and it wasn't even on the ramp. And this would be if you had the girsa, like you've seen in the Mishnah, says there's another girsa that says instead of milmata, milmalo. And that's the girsa that Farsal had. And the reason that they would actually put it here, or even on top, is that everybody should know that really today is Rosh Chodesh, because the whole Shiloh with the Edim, when Rosh Chodesh actually was, and it was Mefarsim that it was Rosh Chodesh, and they would put the meat there also. Mishnah continues. Hashkalim vabikurim ein noigen ela b'fnei abayis. Since Shkalim is brought for Karbanos, it's only noig when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Bikurim also, the Torah says, reishis b'kriyad mascha tavi Beis HaShem Elokecha, only like the Rav says, Bizman sheyesh lecha bayis, yesh lecha bikurim. Bikurim is only when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Aval meiser dogon umeiser behema vabachiris noegin bein bifnei abayis, bein shaloi bifnei abayis. But meiser dogon, which is the araisa, also tirosh v'yitzar is also mid the araisa, grapes and olives, wine, oil, that's mid the araisa. But it seems that we're not dafka dealing with dogon here, we're dealing with all hafrashas truma, all the pears that come from Eretz Yisrael, whether it's the araisa or the rabbanon. Umeiser behema, which is the 10th animal, you have to be mafreshit as meiser, even though it can get eaten, you give it to a kohen, but anybody can eat it. And b'dieved, like we learned in a previous Mishnah, it's not like tevel or anything. But both of these cases are kaddish inherently. The meiser becomes meiser when it's born, and the dogon, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, creates the truma. V'habachoris, same thing by a bechor, it becomes kaddish once it leaves the mother's womb. Nohagin bein b'fnei abayis, bein shaloi b'fnei abayis. So therefore, they're all noheg. These three are noheg, whether there's a bias or whether there's no bias. The Rav does bring that in Maseches Becharis, we say that they're mevatel, meiser behema, that people shouldn't come to a takala. When they would leave it around, waiting around, they would actually use it, and you shouldn't. So therefore, they're mevatel it, bizman hazeh. And finally, Mishnah ends, amakta shkolim v'bikurim, harez zeh kodesh. If a person's makta shkolim and bikurim, which are not noeg bizman hazeh, but yet he says this is machzes hashekel, or he's mafresh something, fruits, as bikurim, it becomes kodesh. And he has to take the money, throw it to the Yam HaMelech, or by the fruits with the bikurim, he should leave it until it rots. That's what Reb Cirilio says. Rabbi Shimon, Omer ha'imer bikurim kodesh, einan kodesh. Rabbi Shimon says, by bikurim, even though it sounds like he agrees when it comes to shkolim, but by bikurim, it doesn't do anything. Why? Because the Torah, specifically like the Rab brings, Torah says by bikurim, tavi beis Hashem Elokecha. Therefore, if you're mafresh bikurim, even b'dieved, it's not kodesh, because bikurim is only chal in the time of the bayis. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon here. Salak Maseches Shkolim.